Q94, it's your Mountain of Rock. Coaches shows continue as we head to Mountain Grove. Talk with head coach of the Mountain Grove Panthers, Brandon Rogers. How are we doing, Coach?
Good.
Well, I'm doing great. Congratulations on your win last week. Man alive, that's an old-fashioned nail-biter, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. It was a great game. You know, both teams played well. It was, you know, it was a physical game. Our defense played extremely well and, you know, was able to squeak out a win, one-point win. And anytime you get a dub, it's a good night.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Kabul, they've got a weapon. What is it, Tyler Fleetwood?
Yes, he's a running back, and, you know, he plays just as well on the other side of the ball in defense. He's all over the field. You know, he's a very nice player. Kabul's got some nice players. You know, the quarterback does a good job, number 50, and the Casper kid. So, mm-hmm. You know, they got a good ball team, and we were fortunate to get out of there with a win. I was really proud of my kids. I thought they played hard, and, you know, just they grinded out a win.
Well, and, you know, a game like that, a one-point victory, it forces your team. They got to play every second. You know, I mean, I know as coaches and fans, we preach it. You got to play every down. But, I mean, they got a full dose of you got to play every snap.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and it's a game like that, every play is as big as the last one. So, you know, and hopefully the kids see that and understand moving forward that you got to play every play, and we did. I thought the effort level was really good Friday night.
And tonight, week six here, you'll be hosting the Liberty Eagles, of course, first year head coach, Coach Acklin and Jansen Acklin. But what are you seeing out of them? You know, on tape.
Well, I think you know I've watched them all so. You know, the week one against Stratford, I think you can just throw that one out the door because, you know, that did not look like the Liberty team that they are now. Liberty's, they've kind of got it together and, they played good football since then. You know, that, you know, they've had a couple losses to an Adrian team and an Ava team. And trust me, I know how good Ava is. And, Adrian was a very good football team. So, you know, Liberty's, they look like Liberty, and, you know, we're going to have to go out there and play extremely well and you know, not give up the big plays.
Well, and, you know, for me, of course, I do all their games, and it comes down to tackling. You know, they want to get the edges. They love the jets and get you sucked in and bomb one over the top. But it's the old cliche, it's going to be assignment football, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and you know, it Pruitt's a hard kid to tackle. We're going to have to tackle him well, you know, and hopefully on offense we can break some tackles, move the ball, keep the ball in our hand. That's kind of what we're striving for.
Well, it's going to be great weather for it for sure. You know, we're looking at probably kickoff. It's going to be down around 70. That's going to feel pretty good, but it's a big game and. You know, I mean, this year, the Panthers, you guys are in a different class than Liberty, but still in the same. Both teams are, man, you got to play your guts out for positioning in that district tournament, don't you?
Oh, it's so important. I mean, you know, it can make the difference to having zero home games or, you know, two or three home games in the playoffs, and everybody likes to play at home.
And, well, Coach Acklin, he said that he's overall, you know, pretty healthy. How are your Panthers? You guys in pretty good shape?
Yeah, I mean, we're fine. You got your normal mid-season bumps and bruises, but overall, I mean, I can't complain. We're good to go.
Right on. Hey, we do appreciate you, Coach Rogers, and we will visit with you next week.
All right. Thank you, sir.